KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Health has singled out men and young adults as those defaulting on their antiretroviral treatment the most.
We need to have a program or a campaign that we are going to implement together with the men's sector from the civil society to try and bring those back. It's not just men, Che, it's also young adults and adolescents.
MEC Nomagugu Simelane told the health committee yesterday that among these are teenagers who are born with the virus and those who've just found out about their status.
The teenage years are the rebellious years, and we found that most of them, once they discover what treatment they were taking and what the treatment is for, they would become very angry and very resentful and therefore drop out. Majority of them are now at tertiary or first year, doing first year or second year of university. Others are in grade 11 and grade 12.
More than 200,000 people living with HIV in the province aren't taking their medication. Earlier this month, the department said it plans to trace over 117,000 defaulters by the end of the year. And friends and family of a northern KZN farmer and his wife who were murdered 5 years ago say their pain has been made public once more. Glenn and Vida Rafferty were killed during a robbery at their farm home in Normandein. Their case is now at the centre of footage played by US President Donald Trump during South Africa's working visit to the White House this week. On Wednesday, Trump played a series of clips for the delegation, pushing his claims that Afrikaner farmers are being targeted and killed. He's claimed that an aerial shot showing dozens of white crosses placed along a road was a mass burial site for farmers killed in a so-called genocide. But a friend of the Rafferty's, Sandy Hill, says the crosses were part of a memorial drive from Newcastle to Normandein, held on the day the couple was laid to rest.
I think that neither Mr. Trump nor Mr. Ramaphosa really understood what was happening, what it was about, which I thought was sad. But then I thought if their murder can in any way lead to a positive outcome, that would be a good tribute to them. The motive behind the murder seems to have just been one of pure greed and robbery. There was no political motive. It was actually just a tragedy.
In 2022, the Matateni High Court sentenced two men to life imprisonment for the couple's murder. And further afield, the Democratic Republic of Congo's Senate has voted to lift the immunity of ex-president Joseph Kabila, whom the government accuses of supporting a Rwanda-backed militia in the east. By 88 ballots to 5, the upper house backed exposing the 53-year-old to prosecution on charges of supporting the M23 armed group. His successor, President Felix Tshisekedi, accuses Kabila of conspiring with the M23, whose recent offensive has intensified the more than 3-decades-long eastern conflict. On the weather front back home, Durban's a high of 22 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Kaizer Chiefs marketing manager and commercial director Jessica Mutawong gives an update on the under-fire head coach Nasreddine Nabi. We'll also hear from Max Vusumuzi Verstappen in terms of the new rule ahead of the Monaco Grand Prix of a mandatory at 2 pit stops. And Man United expected to stick with Ruben Amorim.